A few months ago, I traveled to a dusty township 30 miles outside of Cape Town. Along the side of the road, children were playing inside a large wooden crate. Two boys chased each other nearby. There seemed to be kids everywhere. But just up the street, inside a small cement home, things were much quieter. In the kitchen, a 31-year-old woman chopped onions on a cutting board. Her husband relaxed on the couch. They asked to be called Tembi and Lloyd, which are not their real names. They told me that when they got married a few years ago, they immediately started trying to have kids. Tembi said, in Xhosa culture, that's pretty much the norm.
In our culture, when you are married, you must have a children.
But they didn't have any luck. After more than 2 years of trying, they started to worry. They went to a doctor who told Tembi she had blocked fallopian tubes. She couldn't conceive naturally. Lloyd said they briefly thought about adopting, but he didn't think their families would approve.
They definitely won't be happy if we come with an adopted child, because that means that the family name has now stopped in that line, you know.
That left them facing the possibility of a childless future, something that can be especially hard in Africa.
Infertility is associated with a lot of suffering.
That's Silke Dyer, a Cape Town-based doctor who studies infertility. She says African couples that don't have children are often scorned. At community meetings, they may not be given the respect accorded full adults.
And if you're there and you want to raise your opinion, they will sit down, you do not have children, you cannot talk.
Dyer says many infertile women are abused or abandoned by their husbands, and childless women are more likely to end up destitute. In the US and Europe, couples who can't conceive will often spend thousands of dollars on fertility treatment, such as in vitro fertilization. IVF is available in some parts of Africa at private clinics, but the cost is far beyond the reach of most African couples. Dyer and her colleagues run a clinic in Cape Town that makes IVF affordable. It's one of the very few in Africa. It sits on the 7th floor of a large public hospital in Cape Town. Down a long white hallway are consultation rooms and a laboratory. The clinic keeps costs down by using a relatively inexpensive combination of drugs. The South African government provides subsidies. About 250 couples receive IVF treatment here each year. Roughly a third end up pregnant.
Look at that.
One couple recently stopped by to show off their 10-month-old girl.
Hello, sweetheart. Hello.
Back at the home of Tembi and Lloyd, the couple that was unable to conceive, Tembi says they heard about the IVF clinic from their doctor. At first, they were skeptical.
We heard it's like for white people, not for us.
But after visiting the clinic, they decided to give it a try. The procedure cost a fraction of what it would elsewhere, but for Tembi and Lloyd, it was still tough to afford. The first attempt cost $300, about as much as they make in a month. It failed. They tried again. It failed too. Their doctor then recommended a slightly different IVF procedure, Tembi says.
This one, it cost us a lot.
It cost about $800. Tembi says that really put a strain on them financially. They were having to cut costs wherever they could, especially around food.
Now we have to buy just rice and meat because every money that we have to save for this.
And it wasn't just the cost of the treatment that was making their lives difficult. Tembi and Lloyd were also keeping their actions a secret. Lloyd says he couldn't tell anyone in his family what they were doing.
To them, it would look like an insult and we are doing things the Western way, you know.
So he and Tembi could only lean on each other for support. When I spoke to them a few months ago, they were about to find out if the third IVF attempt had worked. They were headed to the hospital the next day. Tembi wasn't optimistic.
I'm not expecting any good result for tomorrow. It's just that I'm praying.
After that, weeks went by. I didn't hear from them. I tried calling, but they didn't get back to me. I started wondering what had happened. Then, finally, Tembi and Lloyd returned my calls and said I could stop by. When I arrived at their house, Tembi was curled up on the couch with a blanket, watching TV. Lloyd sat beside her, a small heater by his feet. I asked Tembi the difficult question. What had happened at the clinic? Did the doctor say she was pregnant?
I'm 9 weeks. 9 weeks, 6 days, yeah. I'm always counting.
She was overjoyed. Lloyd said he was riding a high.
I'm feeling good. I'm good.
Tembi and Lloyd know they're incredibly fortunate. The vast majority of infertile couples in Africa don't have access to treatment, and those who do are often unsuccessful. Silke Dyer, the director of the IVF clinic in Cape Town, says she doesn't expect IVF facilities to start springing up around Africa anytime soon. She says most doctors and governments are more focused on bringing birth rates down, not up, and on confronting more pressing health issues like HIV and malaria. But Dyer says when it comes to family planning in Africa, the goal shouldn't just be to help couples have fewer children. Remember, she says, some need help having more. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto, Cape Town.